Good day, Sun City, Shadow Hills. Big John here. Hope everybody had a nice weekend. It's still hot out there, so the humidity's up. Make sure you're drinking a lot of water and protecting those dogs. I have today with me Tyler Engel. He's our general manager. And I have Mark from DRM here. He is the CEO of DRM. And the reason why they're here today is because I felt it important today to talk to them and to let you, the community, know what's happening as far as our practices of safety towards the COVID-19 and the variants and everything else that's going on out there. We've been working really hard to make sure that this community is protected and that it is safe. We're following the state and county guidelines. Now, there's been a lot of questions about what exactly are guidelines? Well, sometimes the guidelines are basically coming down from the state government, and they go to the local health departments, and they go to the local regional health divisions of each county. Well, in our county, we have a gentleman that we talk to quite frequently. His name is Jose, and we talk to him basically to find out what exactly we need to be doing here at Sun City Shadow Hills. And when he advises us, we act on it almost immediately. The board has already given DRM and our management team the authority to make things happen when they happen in our county. Okay? So there's a lot of people out there that are saying, wow, DRM is not taking care of the community because they won't get their employees vaccinated, or they won't do this, or they won't do that. They're saying that the HOA doesn't care, that the people here are just not really cared for. Well, that's not true. We care so much about this community. And when I ran for the board, I told you that I would always be up front with you and tell you what is happening in this community. And I have done that. I have no problems telling you. I live with everything that I tell you folks in this community, and I will continue to do that. If I didn't say it, then I will stand up and defend it. That's for sure. So we've received so many emails that we're at this point now where we think it's just time for us to tell you directly how things are going. I'm going to ask Tyler to start first and tell us what again is happening in this community as far as masks and what DRM is doing, and then I'm going to ask Mark to weigh in on what he's doing from the top of the company. Okay, Tyler, what's happening?
Well, what we did DRM on effective August 1st was we went back to a mask mandate indoors for all of our employees. Vintage Landscape, Allied Universal, and Troon all agreed to wear masks indoors regardless of their vaccination status. We thought that would be prudent, and just out of an abundance of caution, wanted to keep everybody safe and show the community that we want to do what's right.
So are we keeping track, so to speak, of who's been vaccinated and who's not? I mean, is it voluntary that they'll tell us that they've been vaccinated, or how's that working?
Yes, it's voluntary. We have had 73% of DRM employees that are on site here acknowledge and attest to the fact that they are fully vaccinated.
Okay, and we expect that number to climb here shortly. I know things are going on with the employees, and some are going to get their shots. And
we are expecting that number to rise. I know of it reaching 75% in the next 2 weeks and even further from there. So we expect that number to be up to 85% or higher by the end of September.
And how's our numbers compared to other parts of the county? You know, I think the county is pretty low, isn't it?
Yeah, Riverside County overall is less than 50% fully vaccinated.
50% vaccinated. So when people are out and about in the community, grocery store, or hair salon, anywhere, they're around 50%ers basically. And when they're here, they're around right now 73%ers, and we're hoping to be a little higher than that soon.
Correct.
Wow, that's amazing. So that does show that we're doing what we can. We can't make them get their shots, right?
At this time, no. DRM and Associates has not made it a requirement for employees to be vaccinated.
Okay.
That may change in the future.
All right. Yeah, I know the states and the counties and the government, a lot of them are changing. I don't think even the military yet is mandatory vaccines. But I know that stuff is coding and laws are changing. So, okay. So, Mark, what do you got going with the company, with DRM? You know, there's been a lot of talk that DRM does not care about the seniors here, doesn't care about anybody. And I know that's not true because you guys have been working really hard.
Yeah, it's not true. You know, company-wide, you know, we have employees in a lot of locations. We have employees in a lot of communities like Sun City, Shadow Hills. And, you know, there's been an ongoing effort at each of those locations and in our corporate office as well to get our full staff vaccinated. And that is our goal, to have our full staff vaccinated and to have very few exemptions. You know, the property here is you know, is indicative of that. I mean, we know, you know, Tyler mentioned the 75% number before. We know exactly which employees are remaining. And we know exactly from conversations with those employees, you know, who we're going to be able to get through the obstacles with and who we are not going to be able to get through the obstacles with. So, and, you know, at a corporate basis, you know, I'm kind of looking at that and I'm saying, okay, we get to the end of the employee count at Sun City Shadow Hills. I've got a couple of employees that I need to move around. We're beginning to have those conversations, which is, okay, what positions can we move those employees into that are perhaps refusing to get vaccinated that would maybe fit them, that maybe remove them from having contact with any of our homeowners. And so, and that process looks different based upon each community. We have some in one community with over 100 employees, and, you know, they're already at almost 90%. And that's amazing because 50 of those are, 60 of those are field maintenance workers. And so it's been a real blessing to get that particular community moved along. The same thing is going on here, folks. We're looking at the remaining population who's left. The decision to be vaccinated or not is a very personal one. You know, invariably the reasons fit into just a couple categories. But at the same time, you know, simply swinging a hammer at each of those employees and hammering them into getting vaccinated. While we will probably get to that point, we will get to the decision-making point where we say, who have we got left? What do we need to do to get ourselves to 100%? We've not taken that approach yet. We're approaching the individual employees. We know who they are. We're managing them and their contacts at that point and just trying to get everybody through it, making the decision themselves. And again, Tyler mentioned an end of September deadline. That is kind of our soft deadline, and that is where we would like to be. We would like to be company-wide. In a place where we don't need to be having these discussions at a senior management level week after week after week.
Yeah, well, I know that we talked a while back ago, and we have been doing everything we could to make sure that we are as safe as possible. We've been staying in contact with the employees, making sure how they're feeling, this and that. To make sure that we're not having any issues. And if anybody's not feeling well, I know you've been telling them to stay home, and we haven't really had any of those issues. I know that if we, in one of our conversations, if we had gone to a mandatory vaccine about a month ago, we would have lost, a great deal of our employees here, Tyler? I think we would have lost how many percent?
50%.
Oh, my gosh. So that means we would have had to shut down, like, lifestyle, I mean, different programs and stuff, right?
Yes, yes.
So that was an incentive for you guys as the management team to try and see what you could work out with the employees so that we didn't have to get to that position. And you guys have been working really, really hard to make that happen, to keep our community safe. And I personally appreciate that. And so I really appreciate you guys taking the time to come in today, talk a little bit about what you're doing here to hopefully get this information out to the community and let them know that we are close. We are really close. And like Mark said, you know, Mark Dodge here is honest as the day is as bright as the day is out there. So he is telling you, if there's an employee here and we have to move them around, we'll do that if they don't want to get their shot. And so that should be reassurance enough to know that this community, this team here is working hard for this community. I really appreciate the time with you guys. I was hoping we'd get Jose on the phone with us today, but he is out of the office just to give us a little drop down on what's happening in the county. Tyler, you and I had a chance to talk to him, I think, on Wednesday last week. and he told us that there is still a pattern of recommended masks for people who are not shot, vaccinated, or people who are indoors, or people who are less than 6 feet apart. And that was not mandatory. It was just a suggestion from the state and the county. So if that changes, we will definitely get it out to the community and let them know. Mark will let you know about it. You're in touch with them as well, and so is Tyler. So Sun City, we're here for you. Appreciate your time. Thanks, and be safe. Have a great day. Bye-bye.